Well, listening to that was former National Party Minister, MP and Speaker of the House, Sir David Carter. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Good morning, Doran.
This is a mess, isn't it?
It is a mess. Yep, it's a mess that needs to be sorted, and I hope they can do that on Tuesday and get back to being an effective opposition.
Do you think they should have tried to sort it out this week?
I would have preferred them to do that, because now they've got everybody chattering about it for the next 3 or 4 days. Whilst I agree that the firing of Judith was sudden, there's been rumours of leadership change going on now for weeks, so I would have thought caucus was in the position to have a decent discussion yesterday, unite behind one person and get on with it. Listen, I'm not part of caucus. They didn't do it that way, so now they're going to do it, hopefully, sort a bit more out over the weekend and announce a leader on Tuesday and get on with the job.
National still does it the old school way, where it's all sort of, you know, knives at dawn in the caucus room rather than any formal sort of primary. I saw ACT in the past toy with the idea of a primary. Labour, if you remember, the three Davids, and I think a Shane might have been involved, they had that sort of process. Do you think that the process is a good one?
Yes, I do. I think, you've seen the Labour Party go and try and involve the unions and the membership at large in their election of a leader. They backed away from that, realising it's a disaster after watching the way the British Labour Party worked. No, this is a responsibility and a privilege of every member of the National Party caucus. Once you're elected, then if there is to be a leadership change, that's where the responsibility lies. It's not for people like me to be involved. It's not for people like the board and Peter Goodfellow to be involved. It's for members of the caucus to sort it out.
Can Simon Bridges take National back to being competitive against Labour?
I think he could, but I'm not particularly endorsing Simon or anybody else. It's not my role. It's the caucus's role now to spend the next couple of days talking amongst themselves. By Tuesday, they need to settle behind one person to lead them, and then their job is to concentrate on being an effective opposition to hold this government to account.
Chris Luxon, is it too soon for him?
I think Christopher Luxon comes with huge ability. There's no doubt about that. I don't think it's too soon for him. It's over to caucus to make the decision.
And Mark Mitchell, is he really a contender?
I'm not sure that he will remain there. I remember him putting his name forward in other leadership challenges when I was part of caucus and ultimately not running the full distance. So let's wait and see.
Yeah.
But this is for caucus.
A two-horse race, though, in your view, between Bridges and Luxon.
You may well find that they spend the weekend talking to themselves and come up with a solution themselves that doesn't involve a ballot. All I'm saying to the National Party caucus members, get on with the job, find your leader, unite behind your leader, and concentrate on your real job, which is holding the government to account.
Just finally, you've been outspoken about this and you wanted the job yourself, but the president of the party, is it time again for Peter Goodfellow to consider his position?
Oh, long overdue. He's an incompetent chairman of the board. I was there on the board for 9 months. I couldn't stand it any longer once they re-elected him as the president. He's overseen two election failures. One of the reasons we had such a poor campaign in 2020 is we didn't have adequate funding, which is a prime job for the president. He should go. He shouldn't have been involved with the board in yesterday's mess. They shouldn't have been speaking with Judith Collins about portfolio lineups and demoting Simon Bridges the night before. The board needs to function on its role and stop playing politics.
Would you vote for this party in the state it is?
I'm hoping that that decision becomes easier, because they sort themselves out over the next 18 months and get a credible campaign going into the election. At this stage, it would be very difficult. But I'm hoping that the dilemma will be solved by the time we face election 23.
Hey, thanks very much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. Sir David Carter there. He was a minister, he was an MP for Selwyn, I'm pretty sure, and he was the Speaker of the House.